I do for you.
Be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. There's some softening in the stare down over more coronavirus stimulus.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told the Fox Business Network the White House is open to more than $1 trillion in aid.
The speaker has come down from her $3.4 trillion deal. If there's a fair compromise, we're prepared to do it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi delayed a planned vote last night on a $2.2 trillion package to allow another day of talks.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The White House is backing a $400 a week jobless benefit. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, though, saying there's no agreement so far on how to help small businesses, including restaurants. And the Diocese of Rockville Center in New York becomes the largest Roman Catholic diocese in the U.S. to file for Chapter 11 protection after lawsuits over past sexual abuse by clergy members. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you've been liking this weather, you're going to love this forecast for the next several days. For today, we actually warm up a little bit back into the low 80s before the second cold front of the week arrives later on in the afternoon. So behind it, clear, pleasantly cool tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, just about perfect. And it's Friday. Nice breeze, sunshine, low humidity, high in the low 70s. Clear skies, jacket weather on Friday night with the overnight low temperature in the upper 40s by dawn Saturday morning. Then for the first weekend in October, just about perfect. Highs in the 70s daytime, 50s at night, low humidity. You can't improve on that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate until November 8th. State health officials say the mask mandate is helping cut down on the spread of coronavirus across the state of Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health says that more than 750 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total case count is now over 137,000. Health officials say close to 2,400 people have now died from the virus. And Troy University named George Beaudry as the new chief of police for the campus police department. He is a former captain with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Beaudry takes over for former chief John McCall, who was fired in June after posting inflammatory Facebook comments about the death of George Floyd. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Napa Know How.
Napa, we've teamed up with AAA to save you 20% online or in store. That's why they call us the Savings Dream Team. Okay, we're the only ones calling us that. But it's true. Your AAA membership can save you 20% at Napa. So we're basically superheroes with the most specific power ever, saving you 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
20% off regular retail prices with valid AAA membership card. Offer ends 10/31/20.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I heard you. You said your favorite color was green.
You know, it'll be fascinating once we're removed from all the passions of the moment, when historians can actually study the rise of Donald Trump to the presidency of the United States, like how much of an odd cultural figure he was for so long. Say what you will about Trump, and you know, I love how the left's like, oh, he's not a great businessman. It's like, maybe, maybe not. I mean, some of the businesses he was in were volatile anyway,
to say the least.
But one thing about Trump is he was a brilliant PR guy, about his own PR, a hype man. Yeah, I mean, but think about it, the wrestling business, the casino business, entertainment essentially, branding, reality television. Oh yeah, reality TV's easy, sure.
Yeah. How many years did he do that? You remember, Joey?
Probably a decade,
and it was
not more.
I mean, I don't know if it was a number one show, but I know it was a constant top 10 show. And
right.
He had everybody.
And you can
that.
Find more songs than the one we just played, where it's all over the place. And I think it'd be a fascinating thing to study, is like this guy gained currency with so much of the public and the culture indirectly, not directly in politics. And he was always kind of the outsider. It's like, oh, that's low culture, wrestling and tabloids and gaudy glitz and glam and your name on buildings. Like, oh, that's not the refined way to be.
I wonder if that's a big problem with people, multimillionaires, billionaires in his circle that don't like him, because he brings too much attention to himself.
Yeah, well, I'll put it this way. Class in this country is too often boiled down to income.
Oh, definitely.
How much money do you make?
Definitely.
And that can play into it, certainly. But your class, so many ways, can be your state of mind. It's like, you know, a graduate student who's like, you know, going to get a, you know, advanced degree, let's say in law.
Okay.
And it's like, oh man, I'm poor, I don't have any money. It's like, no, you're not poor, you're broke.
There's a difference.
A lot of this is a mentality. And folks, I think, need to understand that. If you change your mind, you can change a lot about life. Doesn't mean you know, you're at some, like, God, and you can do whatever you want. But changing your mind, your psychology, can change a lot in your life.
Change your outlook. Even yourself, Joey, you recently said you're becoming more optimistic.
Yeah.
And how has that helped you in just your everyday overall outlook of life? Does it make you feel like there's hope, or do you kind of like, you know, what was the Winnie the Pooh, the donkey on Winnie the Pooh that was always
Eeyore?
Eeyore, yes.
Yeah, I'm a human Eeyore.
Have you kind of came out of that a little bit by looking at the
positive? Yes, I don't think, though, I would be the place I am in terms of optimism, how I view the world, unless I'd gone through all that.
Oh, yeah,
I think
definitely.
Once you realize the world itself does not give a damn.
Yes.
Once you realize society, no matter what society, can be a little oppressive. It's outside of you. It's volatile. You
they owe you nothing.
Are you next on the chopping block? And once you realize, too, that nothing in this life is really given. Very little, let's just say. Very little is given.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the important things are given. Maybe the very important things. Yeah, what you're born with, mm-hmm. what you're created with. But I think once you realize that the world can be bleak and bleaker still, it can be terrible, then it kind of gives you solace of like, okay, that's how it is. Now time to get over it.
That's my thought.
And face the challenge. 272-9228. Let's go to Ellis. Hey, Ellis.
Hey, stand for something or fall for anything.
Yes.
Basically, as to your last caller, what was it, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Amen, brother. And by the way, Biden threw the first punch.
That is true, actually.
He did. And not to mention at the beginning, the way he addressed the president, how's it going, man? That was very disrespectful with the smug smile on his face.
Hey, man.
You know, it was read between the lines,
Yeah.
Hey, man, or come on, how's it going, man, or whatever. But anyway, as for these protesters, I'm not okay with them coming into someone else's city, destroying their places of business, burning them to the ground. These were hardworking Americans that built those businesses up. These little snot-nosed kids being paid $40 to $50 an hour to come into someone else's city, destroy it, and then go back to their city and back to their life. And I bet they've never held a job in their life. How much you want to bet?
Right.
I bet you they haven't worked hard. The only work they think is hard is what they're doing, destroying and vandalizing and looting.
You have that type, burning, and then you have the uber-privileged type. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the stories that some of these folks out there are not just peacefully protesting, so to speak, but fiery but mostly peacefully protesting, those sorts of protests.
Yeah.
Some of them are like high-level lawyers or like musicians and artists, like come from really privileged backgrounds, and they're out there throwing Molotov cocktail.
Right.
It's like, what in the world is this?
Wasn't it four attorneys in New York?
Get a life or get another life, give me a break. And we know who's behind it, And as for Hillary and all of this Russian crap, you think she's going to be arrested? Think Obama or Biden's going to go down for this?
I doubt it. In terms of actually, cuffing them and doing the walk, no, I doubt it.
Only way she'll go down if she lets me fly airplane.
Tell you what, I'd like to see her walk the Green Mile is what I'd like to see her walk. I'm sorry.
I'd like to see her walk a mile. She can get about 30 feet.
Yeah, well,
she goes down.
She'd probably fall, you're right. Well, y'all have a good day. God bless you. God bless America, and let's just keep on keeping on. And, hey, we got to vote for Trump because the other guy's a complete idiot.
There you go.
Thank you, Ellis.
Thanks, Ellis.
272-9228. Let's go to Andy.
Andy.
Gentlemen, how are y'all doing today?
Doing all right, Andy. How you doing?
Doing well. I would love to see Hillary flag down a taxi cab in New York City, open up the back door, and see Monica sitting in there right beside her.
That
would be an awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a great scene. It's like, so how's your time in New York? And it's she didn't notice who was wearing the beret.
Yeah. She looks over that little badge in there. Monica.
I will say, I don't often recommend these things, but the TED Talk that Monica Lewinsky did is very
really
interesting.
Yes.
I mean, it's an old Dave Chappelle joke. I can't say it exactly, but you're famous when somebody does something for you, let's say some service, and that makes you famous. That's how famous the president is. So.
True. Very true. But, you go back through history and less, good people never win in history. How many good people that you read in history books, that have achieved anything really, really great?
Yeah, and I will say that most of the folks who are considered great, like Alexander the Great or, let's say, Julius Caesar, they usually kill a lot of people, especially Alexander the Great.
Do you think... Yeah, the way I look at this presidential debate, I would look at it as a battle, and I'm picking my generals. Who would you want to go up against, the evil people of the world today? Would you have Sleepy Joe or Donald Trump? That's what I'm looking at. Who can motivate your troops? And I don't see much motivation coming from Joe's camp. But did Trump go a little overboard, you know, that's sure. up in question. That's just how he is. I mean, as a caller stated earlier, he's a businessman. He's used to making the call. Do I see him toning down in the next two debates? I think so. There's an old saying, you give a person enough rope, eventually they're going to hang themselves. Mm-hmm. That's all he's got to do to Joe Biden. Just throw that rope out there, and that man will be swinging in no time. So has it changed anything? Has it changed the barometer or how people vote? I don't think so, because there's a actually third party in this country that was awakened back in 2016, and they're strong and alive today, and that's called the silent majority.
Yes.
And regardless of how Trump did, good or bad, we're going to vote how we want to vote, not how some poll is going to tell us, not how some fake news outlet's going to tell us. We're going to vote how we want to vote.
So, well, and the most fascinating to me, Andy, are people who used to be Democrats who are now not Republicans, they're Trump supporters. And it's a unique thing.
Exactly.
And a lot of them ran away from the so-called cultural left, this sort of intersectional woke left. And they also love Trump's sort of let's bring the troops home message. This is an interesting time. And I like seeing that, hey, maybe the Republican Party can be a big tent party. We are already running on the fumes of the Reagan Revolution. The contract with America kind of continued that. But George W. Bush and his tenure, say what you will about the man, it's sort of that was the last gasp of, I think, that generation. And the Republican Party was clearly struggling. So Trump comes along, sees his big opportunity, and he's created a new movement, a new party that doesn't fit the old Reagan mold exactly, let alone say what George W. Bush did.
Well, George W. Bush, I agree with everything you said, but I wasn't too impressed with anything that man did. I wasn't too impressed any Bush family did. And that's one thing that Donald Trump has really did to a lot of people. He's woken Republicans, lifelong Republicans, and they're stepping back and looking, you know, like, really? Did I actually vote for this clown 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Look what he did. I mean, it's a new revolution fixing to take place, fellas. And I'm telling you, you're fixing to see. If Donald Trump loses this election, and let's just say he wins, he wins every state, and then these mail-in ballots start coming in, and then things start changing, and he loses this election, y'all haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen Antifa, Black Lives Matter. You haven't seen nothing yet. Nothing. I can promise you that.
Well, Andy,
y'all have a good day, fellas.
Thanks, Andy.
272-9228. Yeah, it's a tense time. You know, a lot of us have been following this and are political junkies. We watch the news all the time. We're news junkies. We're following the latest, you know, political hype and the latest scandal or whatever is going on.
The new normal.
I do wonder about those folks who have a life outside of that, and which is very possible, and I salute it, who are just now paying attention, who's like the first time they really paid attention here. This year's been odd, this particular election year, because of the pandemic and what we've seen in the streets. But if you're just now kind of tuning into the political press, I would love to hear from anybody out there who's like that, who maybe hasn't been listening to, say, talk radio airwaves.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, it can feel like you're trying to drink from a fire hydrant,
mm-hmm.
out of a fire hose. It's just, you know, full on in the face. Like, what is this?
And if you ask a question, you get kind of
right.
bombarded from both sides over why the other one's wrong.
But you know me. I'm very easy to get along with.
Well, you're sleeping pretty damn good.
Have you been looking at me while I've been sleeping?
Don't worry about why I look at
you. I told you not to do that
anymore.
Don't
worry about those cameras in your house. Don't worry about that.
For my safety,
security.
Right? Let's go to Rodney. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Joey. How are you today?
I'm good.
How you
I'm
doing,
feeling
Rodney?
Great.
I'm doing good. How y'all guys doing? Great. That's great. It feels good out here this morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's really a beautiful day here in a beautiful state of Alabama. guys, I listen all the time. I listen to what people say, and sometimes it kind of awakens me to think, to say something about it. And what it is that if Biden didn't know it, then he's stupider than he looks. But when he called Donald Trump a clown, he called me a clown. When he calls my president something, any type of derogative name, not Donald Trump, I'm talking about the president, then he calls the American people who elected this man the same thing. So I look at it as Joe Biden very much has insulted me and my president in this debate. So I don't really care what Trump calls him. And he, you know, this is the type of problem that we have with this radical left. But just remember now, everyone's talking about all this stuff with Comey and all the stuff they did to our president. Well, don't forget about what they did before that with the gender bathrooms, with the dividedness of everybody in the country, what they try to do to our educational system, what they did to our general budget. So it's not just that. When you look at the big picture, these clowns have got to go. We in the middle of an election, my president gave them an opportunity to cross party lines and work things out. They took a warlike posture with them. The war is not over with. I don't want my general to stop until the election day is over with for the Supreme Court justice and then anything else he can get to do, and that his job duties or what he has left is what a president's supposed to do. And we're going to reelect him and put him back in, and hopefully in the next 4 years, we can clean it up even more and get rid of all these rats. And I disagree a little bit with you, Joey, because I think we will see shackles and chains come out. Mm-hmm. If Donald Trump gets elected and we move into the next 4 years, I don't know who or how many it may be, but I can be assured that I believe that justice will be served and goodness will prevail, and that somebody's going to be put on the stage.
No, Rodney, let me ask you something. I don't usually bring this up because it's not of the most importance to me, but we had a caller, a Boogie Ray, calling yesterday asking me what do black Trump supporters think of that moment with the "Would you deny white supremacists?" He asked, "What do they think of that? Is Trump going to lose black support of, you know, from his supporters?" When you hear the sort of language that's constantly coming from the left, as you just mentioned, and you saw that that moment at the debate, what did you think, and what do you think of this generally?
I think that, you know, to me, there's a human race, and that's the only race. And anybody else who wants to dance around like an Al Sharpton and politicize something to gain office or some type of profit out of it, they need to be prayed for. And it's just sickening. These people are not, they do not like America the way it is. They want to fundamentally change our country. And I, like I said, Joey, and I'll say it again, we in the run for an election right now. This is not an election. This is a civil war between voters in this country. And I say every Republican, recruit everybody you can and get them into the ballots, get them milling, and whatever you got to do. This is the war. Let's get it done. Let's show these people how the American people will strike back. And when they do, it's not going to be nice. And it's going to happen. I'm confident in it. And But all this racial stuff is all to cause conflict. The last caller who was talking about if so happened that the Democrats would win and what type of state of society we would have with chaos and stuff, believe me, that's exactly what they've been wanting. They've been setting it up and conditioning us before Obama left, and Hillary Clinton's supposed to be in there right now finishing the job. Mm-hmm. Let's get in there and shut these people down and get Trump back in office.
Amen.
Well said, Rodney. Appreciate Amen. The call.
Take care, Rodney.
All right, guys.
272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, this whole hour, brought to you by Cole Plumbing. The Cole Plumbing family started Cole Plumbing in 1977.
Whoa.
I mostly communicate with James Cole, but it's a whole family. Yeah. It goes way back.
Yeah, with James quite a bit.
They really pride themselves on offering you 100% satisfaction guarantees. They have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to get in there and solve most of your plumbing problems with minimal discomfort to you and your home. It means they're not going to tear out your drywall.
Right.
Yeah, which is a pain. Oh, drywall. I remember doing construction cleanup.
No fun, isn't it?
Drywall and shingles. Ugh. Ugh. But they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard. No, because of this specialized technology unique to Cole Plumbing, they can solve that problem for you with minimal discomfort to you and your home. Also, whether you have a plumbing problem or not, they can, say, install a tankless water heater system. It's great. Perpetual hot water, so to speak.
Increases value of your home.
It really does. So call Cole Plumbing today, 279-8919. Save that number in your phone, whether you have a plumbing issue or not. 279-8919. Or you can go to coleplumbing.com. Thank you to James Cole, the whole Cole family, for being a great, great sponsor here on News Talk 93.1 FM and for sponsoring this, the final hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. Going to hit a quick break. Papa B coming right back to you after this break. Going out with a little more of Prince and the Time.
Weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie in the house. 272-9228. From the desk of Eddie, you found this. Well, on Wednesday night, President Trump took a break, a brief break, that is, from tweeting about Tuesday night's debate.
Yeah.
I was having to fight two people, the moderator.
Yeah, okay.
And, well, he took a break from commenting on the debate and retweeting other people's opinions about the debate to comment on a 2018 study the president did that suggested a chemical found in McDonald's fries could prevent hair loss. See, this is the best Trump. This is my favorite Trump. Right. Here's the tweet. No wonder I didn't lose my hair. He wrote and linked to an ABC7 article about the study, first shared by former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who is bald.
I was going to say.
That is funny that it came from Fleischer. 272-9228. Let's go to Papa B.
Oh, eat more McDonald's fries, man. Hey,
I got luxurious hair.
That was.
I eat a lot of fries.
And donuts.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Joey and Eddie, and in honor of Jack, how y'all doing?
Doing all right.
You know, I just got through watching the White House press briefing, and I got to tell you, you got to love Rodney. He has wisdom that I think anybody should be able to appreciate. And I am in Rodney's Amen Corner today about all of the, well, you would like to say other things, but nonsense that the press is putting us through yet again, trying to say that somehow Trump has got some racial tendencies or some, you know, other, you know, thing. And, you know, over and over again in the press briefing, I know y'all were on the air, but I was watching it, and it was, well, will the president condemn white supremacy? Will he, you know, and she, and the lady, the White House press corps girl, she said, well, he's condemned it. How many times? You know, he condemned it yesterday. Here's his quote. He condemned it the day before. Here's his quote. He's condemned it his whole life. How many ways do you want him to say it is what I would have said. You know, what do you want him to do? He's condemned it. You want? I mean, does he have to stand up every day and recite, you know, like the Pledge of Allegiance? I condemn white racism in all its form. What do you want him to do? But the press just won't take yes for an answer. They want to try to, you know, keep this little tete-a-tete rolling as if there's something to it. So it's not President Trump's problem. It's the press's problem. And so maybe he won't say it just like they want him to say it. He won't quote verbatim how they want him to talk. But you know what? I can relate to that. If somebody's sitting there, you know, trying to dictate to me how to say exactly what to say, I'm going to say, well, forget that. I'm not going to say it the way you want me to say it. And in doing so, he sort of goads the ox of the media. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He shows them sort of for what they are, a bunch of hysterical nuts. You know, because they just won't get off of it. I don't know. You know, is it being ambiguous? Well, maybe. But maybe he's just not saying it the way they want him to say it. So what? He said it. And so, you know, Rodney is exactly right.
But Papa B,
they're trying to divide us.
He can keep saying it all day long, but until they put it in the press and actually quote what he says... I mean, he keeps saying it, but you don't see it. You don't read it in the mainstream press.
Well, and I think my criticism was that he dropped the ball there. He could have hit a home run. Wallace, I think, unintentionally teed it up for him to really have a great moment of, you know, do it in no uncertain terms. Yeah, disavow it, and then ask Joe about Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been like a great moment. And I think he dropped the ball there. But I also asked the question yesterday, say he had done that, how many people would he have convinced by, I completely condemn them? And would the question had still been asked again? Probably.
It would turn into the, you're faking it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They come with something else, yeah. You know. Well, what about this, and what about that, and what about this? That's never ending.
Right.
So, you know.
I can relate with his frustration because it is never ending.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, well, I've said what I've got to say this morning, folks. Thanks for letting me come on your show.
Hey, my pleasure. Take it easy,
Thank you, Papa B. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by The Goodson Group.
Hey, I know those guys.
Yeah, Bo Goodson's a great guy, isn't he?
He's a wonderful guy.
And you're not just saying that because he's your boss.
No, not when you call me out like that. I'm not.
Now, Bo has, what, 40-something years
of
experience?
Over 40 years experience in the real estate business. And he does everything in the real estate, everything from property management. He handles people that brand new first-time home buyers to people that have bought homes from him in the past. And that's one great thing about Bo. These people will come up to him and they'll say, you know, I bought my first house for you 20 years ago. I'm ready to move up. I mean, they come back to him.
Right.
And that says a lot because I'll be honest with you, a lot of realtors, it's one and done. And by the time your transaction's over with, you're like, you know, I really didn't like that realtor. He got the job done, but I didn't like him. I've never heard nothing negative like that with Bo.
And so, folks, if you go to the Goodson Group, you work with Bo Goodson Direct or work with a great realtor like Eddie Bader here or the whole team there at the Goodson Group, whether you're looking to buy a home, sell that home, have mm-hmm. that rental property, that investment in that rental property managed for you so you don't have to have the daily landlord duties, but you still get that revenue check coming in. The Goodson Group is also home to the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the great state of Alabama for a reason, and it's because of that 40 years of experience. Plus, Bo makes it a very interactive class. So y'all check out the Goodson Group today at thegoodsongroup.com or call them at 551-0225. Again, that number for the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Let's go to Rick. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Joey.
Hi.
I'm good. I want to keep beating that dead horse about the debates.
Okay. Don't beat it too much. I might have to run up and hug it.
Okay. Well, my thought is, look, Biden has his supporters who hate Trump. There's not anything Trump could have done to win them over. And Trump has supporters that are not going to vote for Biden under any circumstances. There's not anything that Biden could have done to win over the hardcore Trump supporters. So really, the audience, to me, the people we're trying to convince are the blue-collar workers in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and the Hispanics in Florida and Arizona. Those are the people I think Trump really needs to solidify and win. And I have to say, I don't think he hurt himself. But I don't think he helped himself. I don't think either candidate helped themselves. And he had the opportunities to help himself. And I'll just give you a couple examples.
Okay.
So Biden has said he would put in a mandatory mask order if the scientists call for it. And the question then would be, show me, Mr. Biden, in the United States Constitution where the president has the authority to do that. Because what Mr. Trump did was leave it up to the states, which is the way the Constitution is set up.
Right.
And then the second example is China. If Trump could come to the debate with some figures, this is how many jobs were brought back to the United States. This is the way China has been screwing us over during your entire administration, Mr. Biden, and we have fixed that or we're close to fixing that. Tell me what you would have done different. And then the third thing is, you've been criticizing me for the way I've handled the coronavirus. Tell me exactly what you would have done different last March, given what you know. Given that in February you were criticizing me for shutting down travel from China. But he missed the opportunity. He kept interrupting him. I think if he'd let Biden talk, the guy would have dug himself into a hole.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's the biggest takeaway. A lot of people are sharing that. That point of view, that I think it's a legit criticism. And I think the president will listen to that. Like I said, it's presidents when in their first debate, incumbent presidents, they tend to show kind of who they are. you know, how Obama was asleep. That was a criticism of him when he was in, you know, running things.
Sure was.
Trump is really brash. That's how he was, you know. And so we'll see in the second debate, especially with it being a town hall style debate. I think things will be a little different.
Well, and I hope so. And I hope, you know, it's kind of hard to use the word handler and Donald Trump in the same sentence. I'm not sure he always will listen to his handlers. He ought to listen to him. I think if I got a criticism of him, he always thinks he's the smartest guy in the room.
Yep.
And he's a smart guy. But he's not the smartest guy on every subject, and he's got people around him that he needs to listen to.
Right, right. Amen. Good call, Rick.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joey. You have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. Kyle East, Red Top. Hold your positions. We'll be right back after this break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply's low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you've been liking this weather, you're going to love this forecast for the next several days. For today, we actually warm up a little bit back into the low 80s before the second cold front of the week arrives later on in the afternoon. So behind it, clear, pleasantly cool tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, just about perfect. And it's Friday. Nice breeze, sunshine, low humidity, high in the low 70s. Clear skies, jacket weather on Friday night with the overnight low temperature in the upper 40s by dawn Saturday morning. Then for the first weekend in October, just about perfect. Highs in the 70s daytime, 50s at night, low humidity. You can't improve on that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Paperback Riser.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to join the program. If you want to check out, I shared an article I wrote actually a while ago, but if you want to check it out, the headline is, "The Most Pervasive Bigotry Isn't What You Think." What is the most pervasive, that's the key word, most pervasive form of bigotry in the United States of America today? If you want the answer to that question, just go to my Facebook page and read, "The Most Pervasive Form of Bigotry Isn't What You Think." Get a little choked up here. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I wanted to give you kudos. You guys that are political junkies and do this talk radio stuff every single day, golly, that's great, okay? Because me, I consider myself as pretty informed. But when it gets too hairy, I can just turn it off.
Right.
You know, I can turn the switch off. You guys don't get that. And you guys have the proverbial drinking from the fire plug, as you put it. You have that day in and day out when you do your show prep, during your show. It's a tough, tough thing because for me as just a listener, it's really exhausting sometimes. And I try to see, you know, both sides. I'll flip back and forth from Fox and CNN, and holy smoke, it's a barrage, a constant barrage. And so I've got to give you guys kudos for that.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate that.
And then, now you were talking about people that are just now paying attention.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just now, the very first thing that they saw was this debate. Now, my feeling on that is those people probably are going to get whatever news station that they turned into, they're going to get the one side. If they tune into Fox, they're going to get Trump beat him down. If they tune into CNN, Trump has no shame and Trump is a demon, and Trump has torn down this country. And, of course, they're going to try to show Biden in the most positive light. So that said, that's on the national level. But if somebody turns on talk radio for the first time, maybe in their car, it depends a lot on the region, I would think, because red state. So talk radio, I'm going to hear, I'm a red state point of view.
Well, Kyle, you're kind of breaking up in one of the perils of talk radio. Well, it's interesting how conservatives and the like, people on the right, generally speaking, dominate talk radio. But it does differ from region to region. There are different styles of doing a show. You can still be in the same team, so to speak, and have a different point of view on how to cover things. But it is, I always wonder, because I'm so close to the flame all the time, what is it like to just jump in to the deep end of the pool all of a sudden and go, oh, wow, this is nuts.
I can certainly understand that, but I got to say this, too. I don't know anybody that's that way. I don't know anybody that doesn't pay attention. Now, that may have to do with where we live, but, I really don't know anybody that doesn't at least have a clue or an inkling.
Right, right. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, Kyle, I appreciate the call and you complimenting us. I appreciate that a lot. And
thanks. You guys have a good one.
You too. 272-9228, east of the Rockies.
Hey, good morning. I'm afraid I don't have anything sapient to add politically this morning, but I did want to let you know that I went by Dan Black's facility and dropped off a couple of VHS tapes of my dad narrating his slideshow that he used to do for us every year. And that's what my siblings are going to get for Christmas. No, they're not in this market, so I can say this.
Well, very good.
Yeah, yeah. But I will offer this. And, oh, by the way, thank you for telling me about Dan Blackett. His staff, Marty, was excellent this morning. I talked with her, and she got me all lined up. And I talked with Dan yesterday, and he told me just what to do. And so... That was a guess.
Well, and before you keep going, I needed to talk about them anyway. Folks, if you want that same experience East had, 279-6036, 279-6036 is the number for Dan Black Studios. It really is a great idea for Christmas. Right now, for October, they're doing 50% off on videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file. And also, if you have raw video footage shot, they can put it together in a great presentation. They can do video production from the ground up. There's a reason Dan Black Studios has earned their reputation of great professional and easygoing service. 38 years in business. So y'all check them out today, 279-6036, or go to danblackstudios.net.
Yeah, and go by and spend some time in his lobby. He's got some great pictures of him with some celebrities from years gone by. So yeah. That's a lot of fun. Look, I'm going to tell you the same thing that your mentor said. I told your mentor, Greg Budell, man, you got a book in you. Whenever I read your stuff, I always read it in your voice, and I do that for very few people, although I do read C.S. Lewis now in his voice because I've heard some of his radio recordings. But look, I mean, man, you've got a book in you. Don't sell yourself short. Let that thing come out, and let's hear what you got to say.
Well, I'll start grinding on it then.
Yeah, paperback writer. That's you. As long as you just promise me that you're not going to wear an ascot on the back cover.
I don't know if I can promise that. I don't know if I can promise that. I think a beret and an ascot is in my future.
Looking forward, just some big deep thought look. I can see you taking that picture.
Yeah, Eddie, do you think you'd look good in an ascot?
I've seen him in an ascot, and yes, he looks terrific.
Haven't you seen me with my mask?
What'd you call him? That's right. Okay. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you.
Appreciate it, Ace. I'll read a book, Eddie.
I am reading a book. And when I'm done with it, I'm going to talk about it. And we might have that guy on.
Very good.
Yeah.
More news and views. Final segment coming up after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's that time of year again where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
The big media are afraid of David Horowitz's new book, Blitz. But Donald Trump Jr. says bypass them and get Blitz, now a runaway New York Times bestseller. Mike Huckabee, Mark Levin, and Rudy Giuliani all say you should get it. Blitz says Trump has a big surprise coming soon. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer for Blitz and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com. Get Blitz today.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Not much time here. Dan Moore Show coming up after noon. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, boy, do y'all need a breath of fresh air like me? I'm down here right now across from Sweet Creek Farmers Market. Mm. Tommy Tuberville sign on top of Barrymore sign. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to install a 4x8 foot.
Red Top?
Right across from Sweet Creek.
Very good. And,
yes. And I have another 4x8 foot trumper somewhere else. And that's what you...
Red Top, you're breaking...
I heard Donald Trump say... Can you hear me?
Yeah, keep going.
Keep breaking up, though.
Donald Trump... Oh, let me move up a little bit. Very clearly that he denounced white supremacy.
He denounced white? You keep, Red Top, call back. You'll have time later in the day, but you keep breaking up in and out.
I'm sorry, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you, Red Top.
He denounced white.
Call. Alert.
Oh, let's go to Madeline. Hello, Madeline.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm doing great. I have a statement to make.
Yes, ma'am.
And yeah. Okay. So all of these people that are undecided, what is the problem with y'all? Can't y'all decide y'all want freedom and liberty over socialism? It's a no-brainer. I mean, if you don't like Donald Trump, okay. But what does he stand for? Liberty and freedom. That's your choice against Biden, which is a socialism. So it should be no-brainer. I mean, it's silly to think, oh, I don't know who to vote for because, you know, I'm just undecided. So you decide, you want your freedom and liberty or do you want socialism and communism? That's the bottom line of it. So just go vote for whatever you want, freedom or socialism. It's a simple thing. There's no other way to look at it.
Well, there you go,
Madeline. As simple as I can put it.
There you go.
I like it. Appreciate it, Madeline.
So, I mean, I don't like some of the rhetoric either, you know, attitudes and the rhetoric, but I want my freedom and liberty over socialism. So I'm going to vote for the person and the party that stands on that podium. It's that simple. So everybody that don't is undecided and don't know what to do, there's your answer.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
it's a no-brainer.
Great way to break it down. I appreciate it, Madeline. You have a good day.
Thanks, Madeline.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go.
Just kept it simple.
Eddie, I appreciate your time today.
I had a great time in here.
It's a nice shirt. Always.
Yeah, got a closing today.
You wear Hawaiian shirts to your closings.
This is my idea of dressing up, Joey.
All right, then. I'll have to give you some of my sports coats.
For what?
Blazer, man, over here.
I do not need to. I have two suits. They're both black. For mm-hmm. funerals, it doubles funerals or weddings. Yeah. Had a custom made in Korea, 24 hours.
Well, I've heard the black suit really makes your eyes pop.
It does. Mm-hmm. Also, I had my belly.
He wears vertical stripes. That's right. He wears vertical stripes, not horizontal.
I'm the wide stripes.
Thank you all for listening. Dan Morris is next, so y'all stay tuned. We only mentioned in passing the Comey hearing yesterday, and I'm sure Dan's got some details to give on that.
I hope so.
Some breakdowns. So y'all stay tuned. I'll be back bright and early, 9 a.m. Already Friday tomorrow.
That's right. Woo! Leave it, Joey.
Looking forward to that. We'll be back with the Dan Moore Show after this top of the hour break.